Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after the terror attacks in Paris and in San Bernardino, California earlier this month. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
President Obama has ordered investigators to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino, California attacks were carried out. Friend of the neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in California 2 weeks ago was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. Marquez legally bought the weapons. U.S. citizen Saeed Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife Tashfeen Malik used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farooq allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days. It's unclear how many people are supporting the agreement and who signed it. This is VOA News. UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to strengthen and expand measures to cut off funding to self-proclaimed Islamic State militants. The resolution requires countries to increase their efforts to choke off funding to the terrorist group, which will seize large areas of Syria and Iraq and is looking to expand its stronghold in Libya. An independent review panel has found that the way the United Nations handled allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic was seriously flawed. The three-member panel, headed by Canadian Judge Marie Deschamps, handed over its more than 100-page report Thursday to U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who made it public. Deschamps said the head of the Human Rights and Justice section of the mission for abuse of authority did not protect children at risk.
Not only did this show abuse of authority by senior officials on an individual basis, but it also highlights deficiencies at an institutional level.
Panel recommended that alleged abuses by peacekeepers should be seen as a form of conflict-related sexual violence and addressed under the UN human rights policies. UN human rights officials warning now that Burundi is on the verge of a civil war and that the international community must take action to avert the looming catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from a special session of the UN Human Rights Council on the deteriorating Burundi situation.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein opened an emergency session of the Human Rights Council by describing escalating atrocities, intimidation, and hate speech in Burundi, saying it harked back to that country's deeply troubled, dark, and horrendously violent past.
Burundi is at bursting point on the very cusp of a civil war.
The High Commissioner said at least 400 people have been killed since April 26th when Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intentions to run for a third term. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. and Cuban officials have reached agreement on restoring regular commercial flights between the former Cold War foes after more than 50 years, a milestone of the one-year anniversary of a diplomatic thaw between the two countries. President Obama said full normalization of relations between Cuba and the U.S. will be a long journey, but he added that more Americans are visiting Cuba, 145 kilometers off the southern coast of the United States, and engaging Cubans than at any time in the past five decades. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.